I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome to Dirtbag Baseball Talk, everybody. Kirk along with Nolan, as always, and we're proud to be here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. And, hey, it's been a long time coming. Any of you Dirtbag Nation fans and followers that have been with us since the start, you know what Nolan and I are talking about. It's been a long journey and, about 2.5 years now, Nolan. So, and Dirtbags, and for all you new Sports Byline fans and family, we're super excited to be here, and we're pumped for this opportunity and to be able to share our story, but also just come to you live every week and talk to you about, baseball. That's what it's about. Yes, we call ourselves the Dirtbag Baseball Nation, and this is the Dirtbag Baseball Talk podcast. And you know, for all you baseball enthusiasts out there, I'm sure you understand the meaning behind the baseball terminology of a dirtbag. We follow a lot of those rules and we expand over and above them as well in the fact that, we talk about it on the field, but also off the field in your everyday life. And, you know, you're going to hear us talk about that weekly on the podcast, the show here. And little bits and pieces, and starting today, obviously, after the break, we're going to get into it. Second part of the segment is Nolan and I are going to break down and talk about all the divisional races in the MLB. Exciting time, man. It's 2 days, baby, and it's rocking and rolling with opening day. So how can you not be pumped about that? So, and then in the third segment, we'll go ahead and we'll break it down into our curtain call section where Nolan will break it down. I'll hop in periodically, but you know what? 1 minute questions, 1 minute tutorials. And a lot of the time that comes from people sending in questions to us that they want inquired and have a little fun with it at the back end of the show. But again, you know what? It's always about telling you what you need to hear and not necessarily what you want to hear. So we're excited. No question about it, Dirtbag. So on that note, you know what? Get out there, get that favorite drink that you like to enjoy the show. And get that comfortable chair wherever you like to do it. Hey, however you like to do it, we're just happy you're with us and ready to get after it as much as we are. And that's what it's all about. It's all about bringing a great message to you, a great story to you. So one last time, we're excited. We're here. Get that favorite drink, settle in, and we're going to be right back here after the break with our opening segment. And like I said, we're going to be sharing the Dirtbag story. So thanks a lot, and we'll be right back.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Padded mailers in every size and color?
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. Now get 15% off UPS Ground and 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/services/shipping for details.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care tip of the day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local Steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Noel and I are now going to go ahead and get after it with, we're going to share our mission, a little bit of the Dirtbag Baseball Nation story and how we got to this point. So it gives you a little better idea who we really are and what we're all about. And we think that's important. Obviously, all our Dirtbag Nation presently, they have a bit of an idea. They know what we're about. But for any of you new listeners, we hope that it'll gravitate to you and put a vision to the story, and we'll go from there. So, Nolan, what do you got to say, man? This has been a long time coming. We've been talking about this for over a year and trying to get onto the Sports Byline Network and make it happen and making sure that we're ready for it, I guess, when it was happening. So, you know, what are your thoughts going through it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we set out just to have some fun with it when we first started this 2.5 years ago. Now, I mean, Once stuff started getting thrown around there about Sports Byline, and once we got talking with them about possibly coming on to the show, it was holy cow, what a surreal moment. I mean, it was one of those things where we were just having fun doing it down in our living room, shooting episodes with a few guests here and there to start out. Once we kind of got our name out there a little bit more, then we started just kind of talking amongst ourselves more about baseball and what we were kind of seeing, giving people free agent updates and trade acquisitions and everything along those lines. And then obviously throughout the season, it's pretty much just updates on what we saw throughout the week, how the standings are going, what we're kind of predicting coming up and everything like that. And so to get to this point, I mean, it was one of those things where we just kept on grinding, kept on trying to be dirtbags about the whole situation, just put our head down, do our work, go about it the best that we can, give people the best content that we can. And I mean, just try and keep everybody up to date. I mean, hell, it's baseball is an excellent game. Obviously America's pastime. We're Canadians, funny enough, but I mean, we still love baseball up here. Obviously we're right from the Toronto area and we try and get out to as many Jays games as possible. I know this year it's going to be a lot better for fans because there's no COVID restrictions in place. You can go, you can sit down, no mask, no nothing. Go out there, watch your games. Obviously, anybody that's bought the MLB Network and everything like that, the Friday nights is kind of suck a little bit with the Apple TV deal. But at the same time, I mean, hey, more providers, more baseball. Everybody can watch it. It's a great game. You got to watch it.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day. You know, we're all dirtbags. We're all baseball enthusiasts in some way, shape, or form, whether you're a player, a parent, a coach, or just simply a fan. And our mission is to bring you great content, like Nolan said, every single week, and get after it and get dirty, is like we always want to say and stuff like that. But you know what? We're pretty simple to get along with, Noli, in the fact of right back to our very beginnings. You know, we're looking for people with a growth mindset. If you've got a growth mindset, you're the right kind of human being. You're the right kind of baseball person for us. And what we mean by that is, you know what? You're open and willing to listen and make an educated decision on whether you like it or you don't like it. Whether it's our opinion, somebody's opinion on the baseball world, life in general. That's what it's all about, man. When you can embrace a growth mindset instead of a fixed mindset, you're gonna learn things every single day. And if you're a player out there or a parent out there listening right now, which all of you are, or even just a fan, you've got to live by those standards. And we embrace them. We embrace them. That's a big part of Dirtbag Baseball Nation for sure. And you know what? We go with an ace mindset, and it breaks down to an A for attitude, C for commitment, and E for effort. And you know what? You bring those every single day. We can teach you in that. We develop players mentally and stuff like that. And we'll talk about it on the show weekly. You'll get used to us, for all you new listeners and stuff like that, how we go about business and get you to think, whether it's at the major league level or whether it's at the amateur level, it really doesn't matter. So, but the bottom line is, here, let me go through our mission for you in that. And hopefully you'll get a better appreciation for it. You know, our mission is to be your trusted network of baseball minds that educate and empower you with the why, what, and how that needs to be included in building your baseball roadmap in order for you to have the most successful and enjoyable baseball journey. The bottom line is this. We know that amateur baseball journey, can be confusing, stressful, overwhelming, but we're hoping to eliminate that. And that's whether it's through the Dirtbag Baseball Talk podcast, our Dirtbag Baseball Talk YouTube channel, our training systems, our online stores. You know what? We guarantee that somewhere through there, we can help you with this and take away that stress, that overwhelming situations that just evolve at the amateur level for sure. And we've all been there probably at some point in time. And if you haven't, trust me, you're going to be there. And if you don't have a good network that you can trust, then you're in a whole lot of trouble. You're in a whole lot of trouble. You're going to work real hard and give away a lot of money. And we see it all the time, don't we, Nolan? You know what? When we're working with people, we got really good people that we work with, and we've got parents out there that, you know, they're just chasers. They're just dream chasers, man. And you know, what's your thoughts every time you see it? I don't know, man. It still drives me crazy. I know you're a little calmer than I, but what's your thoughts?
Oh, I mean, it's when you get the kids and the parents that you can sit down and they're asking the right questions and not trying to overwhelm themselves by doing way too much research and stuff like that. Like, it, I find the parents, they tend to just overthink everything. When baseball, in reality, especially on the hitting side, I mean, man, it's a simple thing. Like you get up there and you don't have time to think about the 15 different mechanics that I watched in a video two nights ago last night. You just got to go up there. You got to see ball, hit ball. Like, you got to let your natural ability take over and just hit it. But I mean, to answer that question, like the parents and stuff like that, like, they just got to take a break. You got to relax, understand, okay, hey, these guys, they played at the collegiate level. They played professionally. I mean, we played professionally over in France. So, like, it's one of those things where we're coaches now at this stage in our careers, but we also played the game at high levels. We understand the game at high levels. We know kind of what to say to the kids and what not to say to the kids. And we're not going to overwhelm you with the amount of information that we're trying to give you. We're just trying to keep everything as simple as possible. Hey, if we see a mechanical flaw, we're just going to, all right, hey, it's just one mechanical flaw at a time. Like, I'm not going to try and break a kid down if a kid has 15 different flaws where Billy down the street, he might have a pretty much a, as close to a perfect swing as you can. When Sammy, he's got quote unquote a swing that needs work, right? So it's one of those things where you just you got to develop the kids all together, but some kids are at different stages than they are with other kids. So you just got to kind of have the right parents. Yeah, you got to have the right parents that are willing to listen and willing to take the criticism, and the right kids too as well, man. I mean, it's on the kids at the end of the day. If you love this game, you got to be able to take the criticism coming from the coaches, because the coaches, they're seeing little things that could help you get to that next level, like we were able to get to that next level.
And that's the bottom line. We're talking about two generations of knowledge here and stuff like that. And that's what we're talking about, listeners, is being able to help you on that side of the curve, whether you're a pitcher, a hitter, a player, it doesn't matter, a parent or a coach, all situations we can cover. So, you know, and exactly right. I mean, not only on the player's part of it, but if you're an inventor out there of a product or training aid and stuff like that, you need to get in touch with us so we can look at it, review your product and stuff like that. And if we can help promote it, we're all about that. I mean, everything that we promote is data proven and tested. So if we put our stamp on it or whatever, and now you can guarantee your bags out there that it's a real item. It's a real item. We're not here to push crap. We're not here to sell crap. We're here to sell honesty and truth and trust. And you, we know you work hard for your money and that, and we know you, your time is valuable. So we want to provide you with that great content. So that's a little bit of the background. I mean, you'll get more and more every week from us. And, you know, it's, that's what it's all about, but never hesitate to reach out to us in the meantime, stuff like that. Hey, it's all about that. So when we come back after the break, you know what? Noel and I are going to dive into the opening day and we're going to get after it. So come right back after the break with us.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759, 800-449-1759, 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Man, we're less than 12 hours away from the opening pitch. I mean, who's not excited, man? To say we're excited is shortchanging, especially after this offseason and the way it's all gone for us. So, you know what? Noel and I aren't going to fool around. We're going to get down to business, and we're going to go ahead and break it all down for you right now. Our thoughts and opinions on who's going to be where in each of the divisions. And, hey, where do you want to go, Nolan? Where do you want to start?
So we'll start out with the AL East. Obviously, we got the gauntlet out there in the AL East, man. I'm telling you, that's a division to watch. You got four teams, legitimate teams. I think that's going to be a dog race all year, same as it was last year. I mean, obviously, Tampa Bay pulled away there, and they ended up winning the division. But those other three teams, the Yankees, Red Sox, and Blue Jays, they all made great offseason acquisitions. I don't know. I think as much as people want to say the Toronto Blue Jays are going to win the division, and us being from near Toronto, I'm not a Toronto fan, just so people know that out there. I'm going to have to go with Tampa Bay again. I think Tampa Bay will win that division.
How do you have your standing?
So I got Tampa Bay, Toronto, Boston, Yankees. I think the Yankees are going to be too injured this year to stay in that number one, number two spot. A lot of old boys that get injured there. So I think Tampa Bay and Toronto, they're going to be 1-2.
Okay, and the Orioles up the rear again. So
yep.
I'm going to go with the hometown team. I'm going to go with the Jays, man. I think they can get it done. I like the additions they've made, the Chapman trade, but also the signings. I'm disappointed on the Robbie Ray giving him up. For sure I am. But I'm going to go Blue Jays, Rays. I'm going to stick with the Yankees. I think they can get it done over the Red Sox and then the Orioles. So that's my pick or whatever. And I love the Rays. I love what they can do. I just don't feel that. I just can't feel that pitching starting out the season for them. Lineup, I like them. Wander Franco is going to be Wander Franco, so it's exciting. So, but yeah, that's where I'm sticking with mine. What do you got in the Central? What are you thinking?
Tough to go against the White Sox. White Sox are my early season World Series favorite. Truth be told, I'm really thinking White Sox will. I think this is their year to win it all, especially with Tony La Russa. Tough team, man. That's a tough team. Twins, I'm thinking, are going to be two. Tigers and Royals are probably still another year or two away. Those Royals pitchers, they're still young. Tigers, I mean, it's a bunch of veterans. Losing Riley Green right off the bat there, that hurts them. I can't really see them being in contention again. The Guardians, I don't know. I'll be surprised if Jose Ramirez is on the team past May.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Jose Ramirez is Jose Ramirez. We all know that. So I agree with you. I think the White Sox look good. I think Dylan Cease steps up another step again this year, whatever. Obviously losing Lance Lynn hurts them short term, no question, but I think they can counterbalance that. I think they've got depth there and stuff like that in the lineup as well. Twins are the Twins. Made some real good moves. Obviously the Correa signing looks good and stuff like that. That changed the trajectory of that team for sure. So I'm excited. I mean, they're not there. I agree with you, Kansas City or Detroit, but I'm excited about Torkelson being in that opening day lineup, and I'm excited about Bobby Witt being in that Kansas City lineup. I think those are two players that, you know what, everybody's going to just sit there and say, hey, you know what, two more players that we've added to the gauntlet of players right there that we've seen over the last 3-4 years. And it's exciting, man. That's what baseball should be. If you're fans of those teams, that you're loving it. You're loving it, whether they're there at the end of the day or not.
Number one and four prospect. I mean, hell, they're the two out of the three favorites right now for AL Rookie of the Year. Good-looking
exactly.
Kids, man. Those are guys that, as fans, you should absolutely be going out and watching those two.
And you'll be hearing us talk about them, I'm sure, at some point during the season, a lot more in depth for sure. So that's exciting. So, hey, let's slide out west. What are you thinking? What are you thinking in the AL West? Things have changed out there,
even though Correa's out of there, I still think the Astros, that's still a good team, man. That rotation is still legit, especially with Verlander coming back. Kyle Tucker, I'm expecting him to take that next step. He'll be in the AL MVP race. Yordan Alvarez, obviously very good hitter. Losing Correa, I mean, that's a tough pill to swallow, but they still got a great infield, still got a great team. I'm still going them. I'll go Seattle number two. I'm liking Seattle, man. Yeah. I'm liking what they got there. Julio Rodriguez, obviously, starting out the year. He's the number three prospect. Another guy that's going to be in that AL Rookie of the Year race. A lot of outfields up there in Seattle. I mean, that's crazy depth they got up there. But
yeah, and they got the Cy Young that came over and Robbie Ray too, yeah. Right? So you know what? I expect same season out of him. I'm going right there with you. I mean, I think the Astros with Verlander back or whatever, and that, yes, losing Correa, sure. But staying with the Astros, Mariners, I agree with you. I think it's a buff because I just don't know what Ohtani and Syndergaard look like as 1-2 in the Angels and stuff like that. Players there, they've obviously taken Upton out of the piece there just the other day, DFA'd him. And they're going with the young guys in the outfield. So that's new and exciting for sure. That pitching staff scares me. And then obviously, Texas, we just don't know. Same thing. I'm not liking the pitching overall enough for them. And the A's, we know what they're doing. So
yeah, the
exactly
A's,
right. I'm right there with you.
The A's as good of a story as they've been the past few years. You can tell. I mean, they've already made their moves. Their headline moves, I guess, if you want to call them that. I don't know about Frankie Montas, if they'll deal him or not, but I think pretty much they're done trading until May, June. I can't really see any moves coming up in the short term right now. Like you said, Angels are too scary. You don't know what they're going to do.
No, a lot of uncertainty. So let's go ahead and jump over to the NL. Let's jump into the NL East and see what you got.
Sticking with the World Series. Got to go with the Atlanta Braves. I'm going Braves, Mets, Phillies, Marlins, Nationals. I like that Marlins pitching staff, man. That is a legit pitching staff. That's going to be a top three rotation by the end of the year. Still too young, though. Still can't trust them. Nationals, obviously not there. Mets, for all the moves that they made already, what's the issue? DeGrom's injured. Yeah. Boom, like that, right out of the gate. Starling Marte, he's an injury waiting to happen. A lot of question marks on that defense.
Scherzer with the hamstring isn't good either.
No, they made a heck of a lot of offseason acquisitions just to finish second place, is my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with you. I think they finished second or whatever in that, but I'm going to switch. You know what? I'm going to switch the Marlins and the Phillies. I just think that. You hit the nail on the head. For me, that pitching staff down in Miami, I think they win a lot of games. I know the offense isn't even remotely what the Phillies are or whatever and stuff like that, but I'll take that pitching staff over the Phillies pitching staff all day long or whatever. And that I just too many.
And the Phillies did nothing.
Long in the tooth, guys.
The Phillies did nothing to address their third base, shortstop, left field situation defensively. And that's a huge bugaboo in their team last year. I mean,
100%.
Pick up Castellanos and Schwarber. Absolutely great moves. If there was two DHs, there's one DH last time I checked, and there will always be one DH.
Yeah. So we got to keep moving. We got to get over to the Central, man. This is your division.
Ooh, I'm a Cardinals fan. I got to go with my Cardinals. I love the Brewers. That's a damn good team. Same thing. They're 1-2-3 and their rotation is the best in baseball. Cardinals defense is the best in baseball. Offensively, I like the Cardinals a little more. Brewers, that's a tough one. It's a flip of a coin. It's realistic. Both those teams easily could win 95 games this year. Like, the rest of the division is horrible. Between the Cubs, the Pirates, and the Reds, they are all doing whatever they wanted to do this offseason to make their teams worse. And I mean, I commend the Cubs for signing Marcus Stroman before the lockout, but they're not a team that's ready to compete. Pirates, yeah. I mean,
Here's
they're obviously so.
Yeah. The Cardinals, I love, you made the call, so I owe you an apology right here on the show, on the Pujols thing. I didn't think they'd go out and do the one-year deal with them and stuff like that, but they did. So good for them. Good on them. Good for Pujols. I hope it's a great final journey for them and stuff like that. I got to go with the Brewers. That starting three and that back end of that bullpen and that, just, man, they're good. They're just good. So I think they're just ahead of the Cardinals and stuff like that. And you're right. The Hunter Green story finally coming through in Cincinnati or whatever. That's an exciting one, just like the Bobby Witt and Torkelson on the American League side of things. But at the end of the day, I'm going Brewers over the Cardinals. And then the bottom three are just going to be, they're going to battle for the bottom three. Probably the Cubs will pull out ahead in the at the end of the day. So let's go ahead and close the door on probably what would be everybody's projected, maybe World Series thing, but maybe you don't even have them at the top of the class. So what do you got in the NL West?
Dodgers, Giants. I don't really know. That's about it. Padres, Giants.
I don't know, man.
Padres are, that's Sean Manaya trade. I still don't like their outfield. Yep. I still don't like the Padres outfield.
But I don't care. I'm going to go Dodgers. I'm staying with the Dodgers, Ricky, and stuff like that. I'm going to go the Padres over the Giants. You're going the Giants over the Padres and that. Probably neither one's a bad move or whatever. And I like what he did. I like what, you know, what AJ pulled off and that. Gives him that, again, another piece of depth in that rotation. It bit him in the backside last year or whatever. At the end of the day, yes, losing Tatis out of the gate isn't good. There's no question about that. But I think that pitching staff can stay in games, and I think they're going to be all right at the end of the day. So, but the Dodgers are the Dodgers. There's no question about it. Getting Freddie Freeman, I mean, huge signings. So,
great looking team.
What are you going to say? Absolutely.
Right now, betting favorites for the World Series this year. But I can't. I don't know. It's tough to bet against them.
So there you go, Dirtbag. That's our thoughts and opinions on the gauntlet that's about to drop tomorrow on that. And again, like we said, if you're not excited about this, you're not excited about baseball. It's that simple. So enjoy your break. And when we come right back, we're going to wrap things up and we're going to go through the curtain call with you. So, hey, we're going to be right back.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
And now today's Rust Eating Tip of the Day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Free All.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil. Free-All spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Free-All today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, teamavenuebaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Welcome back, Dirtbag, to the Curtain Call. And so here we go. We got a list of questions. Nolan's got a minute or less to answer, and we're going to fire him at him. So obviously starting the MLB season, so let's get going, Nolly. Ohtani, Trout, or Bichette, Vlad Jr.? Which is going to be the better tandem this season?
Vlad Jr. and Bichette. I got Bichette taking that next step defensively. Going to come into his own, especially with the Chapman acquisition that the Jays made. That's going to help him out on the defensive side. I mean, let's be honest, Vlad Jr. Offensively, that guy can rake, and he's just getting another year more experience into the major leagues. He's going to drop 60 this year.
Showalter or Melvin? Who has the most W's at the end of the season?
Bob Melvin, he's got that great track record with the Oakland Athletics. San Diego, I mean, it's a good team. They got a couple of easier teams to beat in their division. And I just like the talent that they got a bit more than what New York Mets have right now.
Hey, sounds good to me, man. I agree with that one for sure. Which acquisition will have the most impact on their team?
I'm going to go out and say Corey Seager. I think Corey Seager, even though Texas probably won't compete this year, I think Corey Seager's a great move by Texas. It'll help establish a culture there, and I think it'll help really bring up those young guys, especially guys like Josh Jung and Sam Huff.
That's a great call. Yep. All right, let's get to the big dog races right now. Right here, right now. The season hasn't started, but we're saying it's ended. Who you got for your MVPs?
I got Luis Robert, Chicago White Sox center fielder for AL. NL, Nolan Arenado.
Wow. Cy Youngs.
Well, I would have said Jacob DeGrom. I think that was a smart bet until he decided to get injured again. So we'll go Brandon Woodruff. I know Corbin Burns won it last year. I mean, hell, both of those guys had great seasons. Brandon Woodruff, I think, is going to be NL Cy Young. AL Cy Young. We'll go Kevin Gausman.
Wow. So repeat with the Brewers and the Jays. You think Gausman can get it done in that big old AL East?
I like Pete Walker. He's Kevin Gausman. I know the first time through when he was on the Orioles didn't have the great success, but I still think after last year and the past couple of years he's had with San Fran, I think he's turned it around, and I think Pete Walker is going to help him just reach that full potential.
Good call. We've seen it before out of Pete Walker, haven't we?
Yep.
Definitely. So, okay, man. Who you got for your rookies of the year?
Ooh, this one's a tough one, but I'm going to have to go Bobby Witt Jr. for the AL. NL, I'm going to go with a guy that's not even making the opening day roster, Nolan Gorman, second baseman for the Cardinals.
When do you project him coming up with the Cardinals?
Before April's over. Tommy Edman hit like crap this spring, and I think the Cardinals, if they start out slow, they got to call up Gorman as soon as possible.
Yeah, he had a good spring, man. And the numbers from the minor leagues are right there as well.
Yep, he's ready. He's ready to go. Big power bat for second baseman.
Yeah, and you got to be thinking with the way the Cardinals are this year with Pujols and Yachty.
It's win now.
Wayno pulled the Albert Pujols of a year ago, more or less, and basically said, hey, I'm not included in that retirement package with these guys. But at the end of the day, you're right. I mean, yeah, win now. What a better story, right, than to win when you got Pujols and Yachty going out together again?
Haven't won since 2011, last time those two were together. You know that they want to bring it all together this year.
For sure. And then they were there with Wayno. So, you know, it would be like he never left if they can pull that pull that off. All right. Which teams make the playoffs that didn't last year?
Just because it's going up to six this year, I'll go Seattle and Toronto. NL side, we'll go with the Phillies. I think the Phillies are going to sneak in there. And the Mets. The Mets will sneak in.
Yeah, I got to agree with those picks. I can't, Yeah, unless something really goes sideways where, like you said, DeGrom is on the shelf for most of the year like he was the second half of last year. And but again, you never know with that Scherzer hamstring, man. Hamstrings, and he's in cold weather for April and May. So he's a tough bugger. He's had it before or whatever, and I can bounce back. But I don't know. You know what happens when you get those situations sometimes. So that wouldn't be good for them at all. But, I strongly agree with your Mariners and Blue Jays. I think that's a great call. I mean, those two teams are right there. They're young and hungry, and
they were a game out last year too. Game out last year. Yeah. I think this year both of them, they get over the hump. They're in the playoffs. NL, yeah. I'm having a hard time thinking San Francisco is going to get back into the playoffs. That's why I'm thinking Mets and Phillies. Both of them are going to come out of the East as well as the Braves, Cardinals and Brewers from the Central, and then the Dodgers from the West.
Yeah, that's fair enough, for sure. Okay. Who do you have for your batting average leaders?
We'll go Trey Turner. I mean, obviously the guy, he's been up there, led the league for average for 4 years in a row now. AL. I'll go Vlad Jr. I know Vlad Jr., he was there last year. Had a great year last year. I think this year he's really going to push for the Triple Crown, honestly speaking. Even the way that he's looked this spring training, he's been phenomenal. Tough to go against a guy like DJ LeMahieu, high contact. David Fletcher, same thing, high contact guy. I just think Vlad's power, especially in Toronto, it's going to play for him there, and I think he's going to hit about 335.
Yeah, I love the protection around him. it is so good, man, and so loaded that, God, if he doesn't lead it, he's definitely leading the league in walks. There's no question about it. It's got to be one or the other, one way or the other. And Turner is Turner. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. He's proven it over and over again. And he did it last year and maintained it right through the trade from the Nationals to the Dodgers as well. So, yeah, I like both of them for sure. Home run leaders when it's all said and done. What are we looking at?
So we got Vlad in the AL. I legitimately think this is going to be the year where someone breaks 60 home runs for the first time since 2001. I think he's the type of guy, like you said, I think he's going to get about 63, which is incredibly bold. I know that, but I'm still thinking, like you said, the protection around him, another year in the major leagues. The guy's swing this spring training has been phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. I think he's got a legitimate chance, if he can stay healthy, to hit 60 plus home runs, and I'm going to go with 63. NL side, if he can stay healthy for a full year, it's tough to bet against the NL rookie holder and Pete Alonso. Alonso can very easily drop 45 home runs when he's healthy. They added some protection in that lineup, same thing as what the Jays did. He's going to be batting in that 3 or 4 slot, I think legitimate 45 to 50 home runs. If he pushes 50, he'll maybe get 51. I can't see him breaking 55. That just seems like a stretch. But I think realistically, about 48 home runs for Pete Alonso will get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all I could think of in the NL was, when's the year that Juan Soto's going to be there and stuff like that. But I think they're going to pitch to him because there's nobody around him. I mean, yes, they got Nelson Cruz a little bit and stuff like that, but Alonso, I like that pick. Like you said, with that depth that they put around him, that security, he had a tough year last year or whatever, and that he's had to go through some adversity. He understands how tough it is to be consistently good in this league now. So I like that one. I like that one for sure, especially with Tatis going down, right? You know, it's tough.
An interesting name. an interesting name to watch, though. If you're a bettor out there and you want to place a low-risk bet, certain man just signed in Colorado, and if he can stay healthy, no reason Chris Bryant shouldn't be able to hit 45.
Yeah.
So if you're a bettor and you want to place a long shot bet, absolutely look at Chris Bryant. I don't know what it is right now, but last time I checked, I think it was about 2,500 for him to lead the NL. Worth a bet.
So there you go for all you Vegas people out there. Hey, something to keep in your hip pocket right there, courtesy of Nolan. So let's keep driving on. Who do we got as the RBI leaders?
Well, you just said one of his names, Juan Soto. For the NL. AL, this one, I know I want Vladdy to win the Triple Crown. I just can't see it happening, unfortunately. Even when he's going to drop over 60 home runs. AL, I'm going to go Giancarlo Stanton, if he can stay healthy.
Wow.
Stanton batting in that three hole, that Yankees lineup. I like that Yankees lineup. I think Stan's going to hit about .123.
Did not see that coming.
I think
didn't have the respect for Stanton. I thought the trifecta was going to Vladdy for sure.
I think Stan's going to hit about 123 RBIs this year. He'll be safely, I think, if he can stay healthy, I think between that 115, 125. I'm saying 123.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. It's still a good lineup. Again, they got to stay on the field, as we all know. But, hey, if they do, the numbers are going to dictate the results for sure. So let's jump across the field to the pitcher side. K's leaders. Gets a little tougher now, a little trickier now. Changes the dynamic.
K's, I was going to say Scherzer before that hammy. That hammy scares me.
Yeah.
We'll go, because I already have him winning the NL Cy Young, Brandon Woodruff. I'll have him beating out Corbin Burns. I think they're going to be 1-2 if both of them can stay healthy for the whole year. They'll both put up between 225 and 240. I know Burns last year got, I think it was 243. I think Woodruff's going to get about 237. Burns will get about 228 this year. But I think they're going to be 1-2 for the NL side. AL, Garrett Cole. We'll go Garrett Cole. I think Garrett Cole this year, he's gonna finish off better this year than how he finished off down the stretch last year. I think he's going to be in about that 250 to 260 range, especially with the way his stuff plays and them trading Gary Sanchez, getting him Higashioka, who's his guy. I think realistically that 260 might be attainable for him again. Obviously, he hit 300 there a few years back with the Astros. It's not out of the stretch for him to get 260.
Okay, got to keep rolling, the ERA leaders.
NL will go Burns. I think Burns will get right around to 2-3, 2-4 again. His stuff plays, it's nasty sinker, nasty cut in action on his fastballs. AL will go Dylan Cease. Chicago White Sox, kids look good. I expect him to take that next step as well this year.
Sounds good. And finally, who do you have for the saves?
Liam Hendricks. Obviously, a guy, he's been doing it the past few years. I think he's going to win for AL, Josh Hader for NL.
There you have it, Dirtbags. There's Nolan's curtain call question. So take them for what they're worth. We'll see at the end of the day. But hey, if you have questions that you want Nolan or myself to answer on the curtain call section, you can send them in to Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com. You know, we'll get them on the air. We'll have a little fun with it. And that's what it's all about. So, you know, hey, again, like we've said earlier in the show, if you're not excited for it right now, you're never going to get excited. Opening day, one of the greatest days in all of the world, all of sports. There's just nothing better than it. So, hey, you know what? It's here. It's upon us. Let's embrace it. Let's love it. And you know what? When we come back after the break, we're going to leave our closing comments.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Great episode. Loved it. Loved being here with you and stuff like that. Before we wrap it up, you know what, Nolan? What do you got for final thoughts going into the opening day?
We didn't know when it was going to happen. They got it done. Let the grind begin, baby.
Hey, it doesn't get better than that right there, and I'm not going to expand on it. So, but what I am going to do, Dirtbags, is I'm going to remind you to make sure you leave your comments and your reviews for us, please. And that's how we know how we're doing, and we embrace it. We, like I said at the top of the show, man, we live for it. This is what we're here to do. Is, you know what? We respect your time. We respect your investment in us, and we want to pay it back tenfold. There's no question about it. So we also like to go ahead and ask you to follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You can find us there. You know what? Be sure to follow us. Hey, you know what? Tag us and let us know what you're doing around the world or whatever. And that was some photos of you playing baseball, coaching baseball, being at a tournament, whatever it is, man. Tag us, and we'll be sure to repost it and share it on our Instagram page or Facebook as well. So that's what it's all about. Like I said, man, it's about being the right kind of dirtbag. It's being the best kind of dirtbag. You know what? You're willing to get up, get after it, and get dirty every single day. And that's what we do for you, and that's what we need you to do for us as well. That's what the nation's all about. Doesn't matter where in the world you are. Come and join in on this, and let's see where we can go with this. So having said that, Nolan, I definitely want you to go ahead and explore. Check out www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com for our Dirtbag Swag, the College Playbook. It's a recruiting guide book to help you out if you're at that stage of your baseball journey. you know, and be able to reach out to us and make contact. And hey, you know what? You got training questions, you definitely want to reach us. Kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com for any and all of that type of stuff. That's what we're here. We're here to do it. So, and we're always going to be here to do it. You got our promise. You got our guarantee. Again, if you're an inventor of a product or a training aid, get in touch with us as well so we can review it and look at it and see what it's all about. Dirtbags, enjoy the opening weekend because it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.